Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. The Gemara in today's Daf, Yuma Daf Mem Hei, in the middle of Amud Aleph, a little bit towards the top, discusses the Kohen Gadol when he would wash his hands and feet before performing the Avodah, when he would do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. He wouldn't use a Kior. He wouldn't use the special basin, the basin that all the Kohanim would use throughout the year to wash their hands and feet to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. As the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel taught us, there would be a special Kiton Shel Zahav. There would be a pitcher of gold that the Kohen Gadol would use when washing his hands and feet. Unfortunately, nowadays, we don't have the Avodah, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the Kohanim typically don't have to wash their hands and feet. However, before a Kohen Duchens, before he says Brichas Kohanim, the halacha is that a Kohen is supposed to wash his hands. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Chav Ches Sif Vav quotes interestingly from a Gemara in Sota, Afal Pisha Natlu HaKohanim Yideim Shachars, even though the Kohen's hands are clean, he already washed his hands in the morning, still chozer v'notlim yedehem, still they're supposed to wash their hands again before they duchen. Now who's supposed to wash their hands? The Shulchan Aruch writes, v'halevi yotzeik mayim al yedehem, and it's supposed to be a Levi who pours water on the Kohanim's hands. What's the source for this minig, this practice that we have, that a Levi is the one that washed their hands? The Beis Yosef quotes it from a Zohar. There's a mystical idea that perhaps a Levi, by virtue of his holiness, by his Kedusha, he's able to imbue Kedusha into the hands of the Kohanim, and that would allow the Kohen to be able to give over the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. These are all mystical ideas which I'm not too familiar with. But there's another reason explained by the Aruch HaShulchan, which he says that is similar to the Beis HaMikdash, that you had the dynamics of the Leviim that would serve the Kohanim. So too over here, when it comes to washing their hands before the Duchen, it's appropriate for a Levi to be the one who pours the water on the hands of the Kohen. But what if there is no Levi around? That's the big question of the day. What if there is no Levi? What is supposed to happen? So all the Nosakelim, the Shach, and the Magen Avram, and the Taz, quote from the Bach, who quotes from Ari Mullin, up to the Mishnah Berurah, they all quote this idea that if there is no Levi around, you should use a Bechor. A Bechor, a firstborn child to his mother, the firstborn child to his mother of a natural birth, this should be the one who pours the water onto the hands of the Kohanim. Why would that be? Because there's a special Kedusha. In some sense, there's Kedusha for a Bechor. Therefore, he should be the one who pours on the hands of the Kohen. But if there is no Bechor, and there is no Levi, the Poskim say that a Kohen should be the one who pours it, and not a Yisrael. So at the end of the day, a Yisrael should never really, unless he's a Bechor, shouldn't be washing the hands of the Kohanim before they duchen. The order of preference would be a Levi, then a Bechor, and then the Kohen himself.